Today we begin Lesson 14 in Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Psukim Tes to Yudalad 9-14 in the Sinemanim Tanakh, page 1268, about 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. So Haman continues giving the advice of the things that should be prepared, the robe, the horse, and the crown. So now he continues, Venason Halavush Vahasus, and the Lavush, the robe, and the Sus, and the horse, will be given over Al Yad through the hands of Ish, a man, Mishor Sehamelech, of the officers of the king. What kind of officers? Hapartamim, the most noble officers. You'll give him those objects. Notice he's omitted the crown. You'll see. Vehilbisho, and let him dress Esa Ish, the man, Asher Hamelech Hafetz Bi Karo, which the king wants to honor. Dress him in the royal robes, v'hir kivu, and lead him and ride him al ha-horse, al hasus, on the horse, b'rchov ha'ir, in the streets of the city. The crown has been omitted. Why? Because when Haman mentioned the idea of taking the crown, he saw the king was already getting a little bit angry about that, so he left off the idea of the crown. V'karo lefanav, and let that most noble officer call out before that person as he's leading the parade, Kocha, like this, Yeyoset, it shall be done, La'ish, to the man, Asher HaMelech, which the king, Chafetz Bikaro, wants to honor. So, when the reason why Haman is adding this last part, to say, not just to lead him on the horse, but say like this, in order not to antagonize the king, because otherwise it looks like this person is being treated exactly like the king. So he's saying, no, we're just going to have someone clarify that this is someone the king wants to honor, but he's certainly not taking the place of the king. Well, the king has heard Haman go all the way. So now he's been all laid, the trap has been laid. Yud vayomer hamelech, and the king said lahaman to Haman, maher, quickly. Now, why does he want to quickly do this? Because he wants this all to get done. So Haman can be back for the party, number one. And number two, so that Esther will not be able to complain to Achashverosh and say, you know, you never rewarded Mordechai. So he wants to get that out of the way. So it says, Kach, take Esalavush, the robe, the royal robe, Vesasus, and the horse, Kashir di Barto, as you spoke, Vasei Kain la Mordechai, and do that to Mordechai. To which Haman said, Mordechai? There's a lot of Mordechais. Which Mordechai do you mean? So he says, HaYehudi, the Jew. Well, Haman says, there's a lot of Mordechais of Jews. No, the one that Hayoshev, who is sitting, Bishar HaMelech, at the gate of the king. And he wants to make sure that nothing gets forgotten. So, Al Tapel Dovor, do not, literally means let fall. But here it means omit a thing. Mikol Asher Dibarta, from everything that you said, do exactly as you said. And the reason why the king really likes this whole idea is because the king wants everyone to see, the king does reward the people who do things for him. So if any of you know about any collusion between Esther and Haman, be sure I will reward you as well. Well, now Haman's got no choice. Yud Aleph. Vayikach Haman, and Haman took Es HaLavush, the royal robe, Ves HaSus, and the horse, Vayalbesh, and he clothed, he donned the clothing as Mordechai of Mordechai, Vayerkiveu, and he rode him on the horse, Berchov Ha'ir, in the streets of the city, Vayikra Lafanav, and he called before him, Kocha, like this, Yeyaseh, shall be done, La'ish, to the man, Asher HaMelech, which the king, Chafetz, desires and wants, Bikaro, to honor him. After the parade, Yud Beis, Vayoshov Mordechai, and Mordechai returned, El, to the Shar, the gates of HaMelech, the king. Why onto the gates? He's in these royal robes. The answer is, number one, he returned back to his sackcloth and fasting, so he couldn't go back into the king's courtyard. And number two, he went to pray with the little children, to pray that Hashem shall help them. Because now that the king has rewarded Mordechai, Mordechai realizes he cannot ask the favor for the king for any favors to save the Jews now that he's been rewarded, so he has to totally rely on Hashem. On the other hand, Vahaman and Haman Nidchaf hurried El Beiso to his home, a veil, in a state of mourning, in a state of despondency, v'chafui rosh, and his head was covered. His head was covered because he felt humiliated having led Mordechai through the parade. Why was he in a state of mourning? Because during the parade, Haman's daughter was looking down from high up in her apartment, as it were, and she saw that one person was leading another in this parade. She thought it was Mordechai leading Haman, when in fact it was Haman leading Mordechai. So she prepared a lot of undesirable, filthy refuse and threw it down right on the person leading the parade. And only after it fell down and Haman looked up did she realize that she dumped all that stuff on Haman. And therefore, she then, in response, jumped out of the window, killed herself. And Haman now saw that his daughter died. So he's very despondent, a very quick turn of events in a matter of hours. Haman, who was prepared to kill Mordechai, now all of a sudden has to honor Mordechai. So how does Haman respond to all this? Yud Gimel. Vayisaper Haman. And Haman relates, Lazarus Ishto, to Zeresh his wife, Ulechol Ohavov, and to all his friends. He related what? Eskol everything Asher Karohu, which happened to him. And what does it mean, happened? He says, oh, okay, I guess it's a bad coincidence. You know, I guess my plans just were set back a little, but I'm going to continue to do what I want to do. Again, it's all part of the way that Haman, a descendant of Amalek, looks at everything in this world. It just happens. There's not a divine plan to anything. Okay, a minor setback. I'll get back to action. However, his wife and friends do not agree with him. Vayomru lo, and they said to him, who? Chachamav, his wise men. Now, why are we changing? We called them friends. Now they're called wise men. The answer is, he came thinking they're still his friends. They were his friends, but now that they see that he's going down, they no longer are his friends, but rather just wise men. Vizeres Ishto, and Zeres his wife, said like this. No, you're making a mistake. If Mizera HaYehudim, if from the descendants of the Jews, Mordechai, if Mordechai is a descendant from the Jews, we know there's a rule with the Jews are compared to the stars and compared to the dust. When they're down, they're really down and they get stepped upon, but when they're going up, they go up like the stars. So they say, if Mordechai is a Jew, which he is, Asher hi chilosu, which you have begun, lin pol, to fall, lifanov, before him, lo suchal, you will not be able, lo, to prevail over him. But rather, ki but, nafol, tipol, lifanov, you shall surely fall before him. So what kind of advice is this? Is that just making him feel bad? The answer is saying, no, you got to realize this is not just a coincidence. This is not just a temporary setback. If this is Mordechai and things are now turning in his favor, they're going to continue to turn in his favor. And we would advise you to nafol tipol, fall before him, prostrate and ask for forgiveness and dismantle those gallows before anyone finds out what's going on. However, before Haman has time to even ponder that advice, Yudalid, oh dumb, they were still midabrim, speaking emo with him. And Haman didn't have time to decide anything. Visarisei HaMelech, and the chamberlains of the king Higiu reached him, Vayavilu, and hurried him, Lohavi, to bring as Haman Elamisha to the feast, Asher also saw Esther, which Esther made. So now Haman has no time to dismantle the gallows, no time to change anything. He now is totally being caught off guard as he now has to go to the party, and the scene is now set for his ultimate downfall, which we will see in the next chapter. Let's look at the questions. Number one. Based on Haman's advice, who would dress the person the king wants to honor? It would be one of the Sarei HaMelech HaPartamim, one of the most noble officers of the king. Two, what else would that person do to the person the king wants to honor? He would also ride him on the royal horse and would call out in the streets of the city and call out, so shall be done to the man which the king wants to honor. Three, what item did Haman leave out from his original advice and why? The idea of taking the crown and putting it either on the person to be honored or the horse, because that got the king upset. He saw the king was upset that he wanted to give him that much honor. Four, what would that person call out in front of the person the king wants to honor? He would call out, so shall be done to the man which the king wishes to give honor to. Six, to whom does the king want to give the honor which Haman advised? To Mordechai. Seven, who will be the noble person to give the honor? Haman. 8. Why does the king want this honor to be given quickly? Number 1, so Haman can be finished in time for the party and to be back for the feast. And number 2, so Esther would not say to Achashverosh, why have you not ever rewarded Mordechai for the good that he's done? He wants that to be taken care of before the party as well. 9. Why does the king agree so readily to all the advice that Haman gave him? Because he's figuring that if Haman and Esther are colluding against him, and people know about it, and they're not telling him because they see the king does not reward anyone. So he wants this all to quickly happen. Everyone sees that, yes, those who help the king get rewarded. And if anybody knows any information about collusion against him, to bring it forward. 10. Why does the text describe Mordechai in the detail of being, A, a Jew, and 2, sitting by the king's gate? The answer is that when the king told Haman to take Mordechai, Haman said, which Mordechai are you talking about? So he said, Mordechai the Jew. He said, which Mordechai the Jew? He said, the one sitting by the king's gate, to make it clear not to confuse him with another Mordechai. 11. Where did Mordechai go and what did he do after the parade and why? Mordechai went to the gate of the palace because he took off the royal robes, put his sackcloth back on, and continued to pray. He also prayed with the little children because he now felt that now that I've been rewarded by the king, there's no way that I can ask for any special favors for the Jews. So we're all dependent on Hashem, and we must therefore pray to Hashem. 12. Where was Haman rushing to after the parade? To his wife and friends at his house, who were staying there since the night before. 11. Why was Haman mourning? Because of the fact that his daughter committed suicide because she mistakenly went and threw the refuse on her father. 14. Why was Haman's head covered? Because he was humiliated by having to lead the parade for Mordechai. 15. What did Haman tell his wife and friends? He told them everything that happened. 16. How did Haman explain the turn of events? He figured it was just a bad coincidence, but to continue with the plan of trying to kill Mordechai was just a temporary setback. 17. Why are Haman's friends referred to as wise men in the same pasuk? Because although they were Haman's friends, they were friends when things were going good for Haman. Now that they see that the tide is turning against Haman, they now will just want to be known as the wise men and not his friends. 18. What advice did the wise men in Zeresh give Haman? They said, this is not a coincidence. If the Jews are rising up, they will rise higher. If Mordechai is rising, he'll rise higher, and you will not be able to succeed. 19. Did Haman's wife and advisors think that the turn of events was just coincidental? No, they did not. And therefore, their specific advice was, you've got to ask for forgiveness from Mordechai so that eventually you don't go all the way down. You will go down, ask for his forgiveness, and get rid of those gallows quick. 20. Did Haman implement the advice? Why? No, he didn't, because he didn't have the time, because he was hurried to the next feast. 21. Who hurried Haman to the second feast? The chamberlains of the king hurried him to the feast. Please spend some time reviewing today's lesson and some time reviewing lesson 13. Have a great day.